This is Sounds of Science. For genetic engineering and biotechnology news, I'm Alex Filippidis. New York City is home to the Statue of Liberty, the Empire State Building, and someday, maybe, an applied life sciences hub. The City Economic Development Corporation, or EDC, is soliciting formal expressions of interest by companies, institutions, or joint ventures looking to build the hub. It would include a large-scale R&D organization, expansion space for growing companies, and programs to build community, both within the hub and the broader life science ecosystem.
Whether it's across disciplines, across stakeholder groups, you need that type of joint effort to bring breakthrough technologies to the market.
Rafael Farzan Kashani, a director with the EDC.
We see this as a platform by which to spark creative environment for that type of interdisciplinary thinking, for that type of partnership to take place.
The hub would anchor Mayor Bill de Blasio's LifeSci NYC. That's his 10-year, $500 million effort to bring to the city 16,000 new life sciences jobs and up to 3 million square feet of new space for LifeSci employers. New York City has many ingredients for a top-tier LifeSci cluster: $1.6 billion in NIH funding each year, 7,000 grad students, postdocs, and researchers in 9 academic medical centers, $3 billion in funding by institutions and philanthropic organizations, and a growing number of biopharmas. But only recently has the Big Apple begun transforming those ingredients into a whole that's larger than the sum of its parts.
We formed a partnership with two highly reputable biotech and pharmaceutical companies, Celgene and Eli Lilly, went out and recruited two top-tier VC firms, Arch Venture Partners and Flagship, to come into the city, develop a presence, and build companies from scratch.
Another effort, says Farzan Kashani, is eLab NYC. Each year, it recruits 20 teams of young LifeSci entrepreneurs. They learn business skills and connect with startup resources. Mayor de Blasio and his predecessor, Michael Bloomberg, have sought to grow the city life sciences sector through joint ventures and partnerships in hopes of finding the same success enjoyed by the nation's top bioclusters as ranked by GEN, Boston, Cambridge, Massachusetts, and the San Francisco Bay Area.
And that center of gravity effect that you see in South San Francisco playing a role in the Bay Area and Kendall Square, which plays that role in the Cambridge-Boston area, is something that we do not have. And so that's the nut that we're trying to crack with this hub.
Helping guide creation of the hub is de Blasio's Life Sciences Advisory Council. The co-chairs are Harvard Business School professor Vicky Sato and Harold Varmus, now of Weill Cornell Medicine and a former director of the NIH and National Cancer Institute. Deadline for the request for expressions of interest is May 17th. An information session for would-be partners is set for March 1.
Probably this entire process will, you know, occupy the majority of this year.
Again, Rafael Farzan Kashani.
Because we want to find the best partners. We're seeding this project with $100 million, but we want to challenge folks to figure out how we could mobilize another multiple hundreds of millions of dollars.
Thanks for taking the time. For genetic engineering and biotechnology news, Sounds of Science, I'm Alex Filippidis.